This is the Backlog Battle Podcast, episode 200, Bittersweet Symphony.
Please listen carefully.
Hello everyone, Xander here from XS Gaming Podcast, wanting to wish a big congratulations to my Backlog Battle 200th episode. This is quite a milestone for any podcast, and I want to say again, guys, thank you for all the entertainment, from the gaming reviews to the gaming news, even some of those really colorful debates. It's a really fantastic show, and cheers to many more years to future episodes. As always, guys, happy gaming.
Hello, Alex, and hello, Anthony. This is Luis. I wanted to congratulate you on your 200 podcast episodes. I am very, very happy to hear that you have reached this incredible milestone, and I hope that we get many, many more episodes of the Backlog Battle in the future. Congratulations, guys. Keep it going. And I'll listen you around. See ya.
Hey guys, Rubicon and Yelta here from the Gather Together podcast. And we want to say congratulations to Alex and Anthony on their 200th episode of My Backlog Battle. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations, guys. That was fantastic.
Hey, Alex and Anthony, this is Salvatore Payne, and I just want to congratulate you on 200 episodes of the Backlog Battle Podcast. I'm looking forward to the next 200, and please don't take a break. I need your shows for my commute. Congrats again, guys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Backlog Battle Podcast. This is Alex.
And this is Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I haven't been on here for quite some time, but there's been some issues with electronics at my house, which I will not go into because it's no one's business. I hate to be rude, but that's...
I know, but like, you know, I think at least an overview of what's been going on with you would be nice straight from the horse's mouth. Because, you know, I could say whatever the hell I want, but it would be nice for you to kind of recap why the hell you haven't been on the show.
Let's say I had a fuse box issue.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Okay.
yeah. There you go.
And I'm still having a fuse box issue, but that had nothing to do because I was still planning on leaving the show anyway.
Right, right.
Which we'll talk about, I'm sure, on this 200th episode.
Yes, and you guys...
And from what I understand, everything's been going okay while I've been gone.
Yeah. And before we go on with that, dude, like, let's kind of address the fact that, you know, before we started today's, episode proper, we heard a bunch of people congratulating us, you know, for 200 episodes, you know, like, those guys are really awesome. We have a lot more, of course, like, in the back burner and stuff, but these are the only ones that we've been able to, like, kind of stitch together. I've been really busy myself, so, but thank you very much, guys, for, like, the 200th episode congratulations. Like, Anthony and I are really proud to call you guys friends, and especially for the people who are listening to the show, like, you guys are really kick ass. Like, we wouldn't be doing this without you guys, so thank you very much.
Well, let's address a few things first. You've been getting some emails concerned that you ousted me from the show, which is not true.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's get the elephant in the room out of the way, good sir, because that's what I do best.
Yeah.
There's always an elephant in the room with me. So there's been a lot of people who have been leaving the show, dropping the show, you know, because I'm not on there anymore. And if the reason you listen to, that's fine. But I think Alex has been doing a good job. I think Shintai has been doing a good job. So just keep listening.
Shintai,
but
for those Daniel, who think Oscar, Austin, whatever his name is, you know.
Well, fuck, whatever. Yeah, we'll just call him Shantae, whatever, fuck, I'm trying to, never mind. Let me just keep going on.
Yes, let's focus, yeah.
Okay, what I'm saying is Alex did not oust me. This is a decision that I've been thinking for about months about leaving the podcast, ever since I got sick last year. Because that changes your life when you almost die. Fortunately, my absence this year was not due to that. And actually, outside of the fuse box situation, life has been not bad. Very productive.
Yeah.
Very productive. So, you know, I'm not in a hospital room dying, and Alex did not oust me. We've had a few disagreements here and there. We've always had disagreements here and there.
Yeah, I know, right? What's new?
You hear those on the show, and I will tell you, the one thing that is genuine about Alex and I is our arguments are real. We're not afraid to get heated with each other. Okay. But
yeah,
he did not oust me. It was a decision that I decided that it was best for me to leave the show. And for those that are listening, don't expect anything on my YouTube channel either. Maybe, I don't think so though. I'll be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll get the itch and make some video or something, but I highly doubt you'll see anything, including streaming. I'm done with that scene.
Yeah.
And this is the best place to announce it. Not even on my YouTube channel mm-hmm. anymore. I think this is the best place to announce it. So I am done with all that.
Mm-hmm.
But Alex and I are not done with each other, which will have a surprise announcement at the end of the show.
Absolutely.
And it's not what you expect.
Yeah. I don't think anybody will expect that.
Because when I say I'm done with podcasting, I am done with podcasting. So don't expect a fart.
I think we also kind of need to tell people something on this show, on this episode, that we both kind of decided that will happen. And do you care to talk about it? Do you want me to tell them about it?
Talk about it.
So as you guys have probably noticed, Anthony is not using like any sort of microphone or, you know, laptop or anything whatsoever. He's actually on his phone and we're on a phone call on Skype right now. And, you know, this is to hammer the point home. Like, this is how much Anthony is busy right now. He is so busy that he doesn't have time to just sit around and actually sit down in front of a thing to podcast for about an hour and a half. It's just today that, you know, we've finally found an opportunity for him to be able to sit down and actually tell you guys, like, hey, you know, like, and celebrate the 200th episode. Because this, despite, you know, who was here, who wasn't here and stuff, this podcast was built because of you and I. You know, like, we were the ones who made this. We had so many guests. You had guests as well. None of those guys matter. It's only you and I that matter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's really appropriate for me to even, like, I remember us talking about this, and I'm saying, by hook or by crook, we are going to do the 200th episode, whether if your house burns down or not. We will be recording this episode on that day.
Actually, almost did burn down too, as you know.
Well, there you go. He's actually, yeah. That's how bad things have been. But not bad. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy for you to say that's not bad, because for most people were like, oh my god, really? Like, your house is almost, you know, like, gone. But you're taking it in stride, and I think that's
I have a house. Let me clarify. It didn't burn down. There was an electrical fire. It was put out immediately, but just saying, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah. But even then, I think, like, what's really something that we should note here is that you're doing way better, like, in your life without the podcasting thing. You know, like, do you want to talk about that a little bit? Like, you know, I mean, I know you're a very private person, but I feel like in order for us to actually gain some closure, like, I think we need to kind of talk about it a little bit, you know?
Okay, I'll be as discreet as I am. But let's just say that at school, I've been put in a position of leadership of not only the English department, but of other departments at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
My writing has been excelling at a level that is surprising. So that's the field I'm looking into getting.
Mm-hmm.
I am challenging myself with new projects. So right now at school, I am at the top of my fucking game.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, I am done. I have, for those that also don't know, I have also cut. I still have my Facebook and my Twitter and such, but I won't see any responses to any of you.
Mm-hmm.
because I cut them off my phone and I never log on to those.
Right.
I cut out social media. Why? Because I am done with the days of just arguing with random people on the internet because they say dumb shit. And people will always say dumb shit and be uneducated. And they'll be educated me to shut you down, but I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. There's no point in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And to kind of, and I know like this kind of like this weird roundabout way of talking about things, but this is how you and I talk anyway in real life, right? Like it always, kind of, yeah, it's like a Ferris wheel almost, but
pretty much.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to go back to this because this is Anthony's last episode. I know, mm-hmm. you know, we talked to you guys many, many weeks ago about Anthony showing up for another episode, but as you guys can hear, like right now, even right now, like Anthony is in no shape, way, or form able to do another one of these. I mean, he just also nope. mentioned all the responsibilities he has, and this is going all the way to the end of the year, you know. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully, you guys understand, but that's, you know, but we're hoping that this episode is going to be pretty damn badass because it's just going to be me and Anthony, like literally talking and catching up because we talk every week, but like it's not like the same as before, right? Like it's not like, oh, we have 2 hours for podcasts to talk to each other and stuff like that. That's kind of not, you know, not a thing anymore. So,
well, we're not done collaborating too, so don't count your chickens on that.
I know.
I'm teasing again.
I know you are, and I'm actually super excited about it, but I don't want to downplay the fact that you are leaving the show because I think that's actually really important. Not because, you know, like that, you know, that you're leaving the show, but that you're obviously you've left an indelible mark on the framework of the show, right? Like all the cussing, the strong opinions and stuff. That's like the quintessential, you know, like Anthony vibe.
And angering people.
Yeah. And you know,
I've angered a lot of people. I still.
Yes, you have, you know, and your protege, if you will, has, you know, it seems to be on the path to continue that for some reason.
I'm so shocked because he's never been that kind of guy. So,
right. I was totally shocked myself. Like, you remember the first episode we had him on? He was kind of, you know, like still trying to feel things out. And then you listen to last week's episode where he's just totally like just laughing, cussing up a storm. And I'm like, man, this is, yeah, there's something weird going on here. It's like some DNA from you is transferring to Daniel or something like that, in not a weird, gross way, but yeah, so I don't know.
Oh, well, maybe this weird, gross way and you don't know.
Don't even go there. So okay, so you've been doing a lot of this stuff. Have you even had time to play video games?
That's another reason why. I know there's going to be those people who say I don't beat games. Oh, fuck you. I can't sit around and play games. I have had time to play some, though. A lot of Yakuza. Mm-hmm. Haven't beaten it, but a lot of Yakuza.
Man.
Kiwami.
Yeah. Okay.
But other than that, I just, you know, oh, the Injustice DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've been playing that a lot more. It's kind of weird because if you remember from shows from earlier this year, it was Tekken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then lately it's been Injustice. So
that's weird. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is pretty weird, man. That said, though, so, like, you know, what's funny is as of this recording, Geese Howard is out on Tekken 7.
Oh, I will have to go purchase that then.
Yeah. Well, wait, you didn't have like the season pass?
I don't have the season pass, no.
Oh, okay. All right. I actually got the season pass and Tekken 7 over the...
You told me that like a while back.
Okay, all right. I didn't think like I told you that I got the season pass though with it, so...
No, you didn't you didn't tell me about the season pass, but...
Yeah, so I'm pretty happy about that.
And then Noctis is coming in the spring.
For some fucking reason. Okay, yeah, sure. Fine.
But it's not the first time Namco Bandai has worked with Final Fantasy characters in their fighting games.
That's true.
Remember, they did, a lot of people forget they developed Yrgis.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's...
Is it Yrgis or Air Guys? Because that's how the guy pronounces it in the title.
I don't know.
Airgies? I don't care. It's some weird, like, there's too many consonants like right next to each other, okay? Yeah.
Well, it's the second Square name game with a fucking German name, Einhander, you know?
Einhander. Yeah.
Einhander. But yeah, Yergi's had what? Cloud, Sephiroth.
Yeah, Tifa, basically Final Fantasy VII characters, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I had the good times with Yergi's, though, back in the day. I don't think it's aged well, though, from what I've seen. For Yergi's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably hasn't. Most 3D fighters don't age well.
Now I'm curious to go back to it. Like, you know, if only for a try-play, you know?
Do it for a try-play.
I haven't gone back as far as the PlayStation 1 for a damn try-play, so that's kind of scary. Like, I've gone back, all the way back to the PlayStation 2 with Haunting Ground, but not, like, way back to the PS1 era. I'm kind of scared, to be honest. But maybe. Maybe next year. Maybe sometime next year. Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, Yakuza Kiwami is... you said when we were talking on the phone the other day that you're, like, in chapter 10 or 11 or something like that?
11, 45 hours in.
45 hours. I have 20. You're outplaying me in that game.
But I've maxed out all of my stats.
What? Really?
Except for the dragon stuff.
Well, yeah. The dragon one.
Tech, body, and soul. Tech, body, soul's maxed out. I've maxed out adventure CP path, and I'm working on fighter CP path.
Jesus Christ.
So when you max out adventure, you can run all the streets without getting tired.
Yeah. I was really surprised. Yeah, I was really surprised about that. I was like, what the hell? Like, you can get tired now? Son of a crap.
But I maxed it out where I don't get tired, so.
That's really cool.
So, yeah, So, to be honest, in that game, I've maxed it. I do apologize for the echo. I am to relate to what you said earlier, I am also in a college study room at the moment, so.
Yeah. Because reasons that we're not going to get into, like, his current home is not conducive to recording at all, you know?
Now, mind you, I do have internet there. It's that I can't record there because it's more disruptible than what we had at my actual house.
Yes. Yeah. So, as you guys can see, like, we have challenges here that we're dealing with on the fly. Like, you know, even before this episode, like, we tried recording using Discord, and then just Discord cannot hold, like, the internet that well on, like, the campus Wi-Fi. So we just kind of decided, you know what, just call me on Skype. Let's do this over Skype, you know? We're certainly trying to make the best of what we got, and... You know, again, like, we want to deliver, like, the best episode that we can with what we got, which is not not a lot.
You know, true that, yo.
Doesn't this remind you, though, of, like, when we started on TPPPG, where we were just, like, totally green and we had no idea what the hell we're doing and stuff?
Oh, fuck no, we didn't know what we were doing. Yeah. Even though I had been on YouTube at that point, you know, here's a little tip. If you're a YouTuber and you think you can do podcasting, good fucking luck, because it's a whole different beast. No, that's a thing. Let me go on that for a second. This is good for the closing show.
Okay.
There's a lot of YouTubers who think they can just transition over to podcasting. You can't, and I'm sorry. I'm going to be outspoken again. I'll probably piss some of you off, but there are some YouTubers that should just stay on YouTube.
You have a lot of friends. You have a lot of friends who basically, like, are close to you, who all of a sudden, because they, you know, they just kind of decided, like, hey, you know, like, this was pretty easy. Let's freaking do it. Like, it's like, there's a different kind of consistency. And let's be honest, like, I think the reason why you and I work so well is because you're the talent. You have a lot of insight and you have a lot of emotion, and I'm the logical guy, you know, like, that gets everything taken care of, you know? Like, if you're working alone, that's really difficult, because now you have to discipline yourself, right? Like, oh, now next week, you know, like, I have to record this episode, but, you know, you get what I'm saying, though, dude? Like, it's difficult to discipline yourself to do this for, like, 3 years, because imagine, that's what Anthony and I have been doing on Backlog Battle, you know?
Technically close to 4 if you count.
Yeah.
Because we didn't stop at our third year. We're stopping towards the closeness of our fourth year.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't have time for it. That's a fact.
Right. But going back to what you said, though, like, you know, with people trying to go from YouTube to podcasting, I mean, I thought you had like a point there.
Well, the point is that if, you know, some people are good at it, I'm not saying that everyone who goes from YouTube to podcasting is bad. And I've seen vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you're talented in some areas and you're talented in some. And then, of course, there's those people who think they can do both and can't. So there you go.
Right. Yeah.
And you shouldn't even be on YouTube.
Dang. Well, you heard it first. He's dropping a bomb before he even leaves the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
I've said it before. I've said this many times on my channel.
Well, I mean, I feel like this is more impactful because you're leaving the show and stuff, you know? Think of it as like Anthony's bits of wisdom.
Do me a favor, because obviously we'll be talking after this, because we have another project. Tease.
Jesus Christ. You're teasing.
Oh, I am. But I will tell you this. If you get any hate mail, tell me.
Okay.
The final hate mail.
The final hate mail, he says.
Yeah. You know, just like people who say I regurgitate and they could go fuck themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is my last show. I can cuss at people. So there you go.
You'd be surprised how much cussing actually has been happening.
I've calmed down a bit, haven't I?
You have.
Yeah.
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 Even talking on the phone the last few weeks, I've been much more calm.
You have been. It's a noticeable difference in the way that you carry yourself too. Like I can't describe it too well.
Well, I'm a leader now, and I'm not just a leader for all you to YouTubes. Basically, I'll just tell them this, okay? Fuck it.
Yeah.
I became president of a club, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of other clubs want to unite. Guess who got to be the leader of that? So.
Mm-hmm.
I have to carry myself. I've been a leader to a lot of people on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Inspirations, whatever. Even to our co-host. He'll admit I inspired him to your new co-host.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you called him my protege, because Shintai will openly admit that I did inspire him to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing here. But here in real world, I can't go, fuck you, you know.
Yeah.
You.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to handle yourself very differently. So I've been very effective at that. And it's actually been developing over the last few years, which Alex has noticed the change in me in particular.
Yeah.
And it's not a slow change. Like on the show, it may not appear that way, but Alex can attest it's been happening over the last 4 or 5 years slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Since my marriage ended too, that was a big catalyst. So, and that's not a secret.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that by that point, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So, there you go. It's that. I never get so soft. They're all over the place today.
That's totally fine. This is the 200th episode. This is your last episode with us. We can go wherever the hell we want. Now, here's the thing that I'm curious, though, and I think this is going to be difficult to answer because we've had so many fun times together over the past almost decade of podcasting. So I'm going to ask you, what is the most memorable moment that you've had while podcasting together?
Well, worst moment we had was when we were stood up by Molyneux.
I mean,
I'll never let that go.
Worst moment or memorable? Because I think that was memorable to me, too, in all the wrong ways.
Yeah, it was memorable in all the wrong ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Peter Molyneux. No.
You had some new. Why don't you tell him the story?
Okay, so, I mean, a lot of you guys who are listening to this have probably heard of the story, but let me recount to you again, because, you know, why the fuck not, right? So, I basically, you know, was on Twitter and stuff, and Peter Molyneux was saying that, you know, like, I want to help you guys, like, you know, fulfill your dreams, right? Like, you know, because he's a dreamer and all that stuff, and it was typical Peter Molyneux, you know, bullshit, right? And so I basically said, like, you know, like, would you want to, you know, show up on the show for an interview? And he said yes. And he actually direct messaged me on Twitter and gave me his Skype you know, account and stuff. And so I, you know, so I added him on Skype. I tried talking to him and stuff. And I said, like, hey, you know, we're planning, we're thinking of, you know, doing an interview at this time and stuff like that. And he said, great, you know, and all that stuff. We essentially, it was like basically like what, like 2 or 3 in the morning, Anthony? Was it like that?
Actually about 4:30, 5:30. And remember, so, this was,
yeah.
Real quick, this was in April of 2012. I was still married. I still had a young son. So I was waking up my family to do this, who at that time, and I'll appreciate this, they accommodated me for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Young family.
Right. So.
And I disrupted my family life for this motherfucker.
Yeah. So, you know, and 4 o'clock in the morning is a terrible time, right? Because it's not like, you know, it's not like you can stay up later, you know, and kind of record this or wake up earlier. It's in that weird time where it's in the middle of your fucking sleep schedule, right? So 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, mind you, I had like a 9-to-5 job as well. Woke up, tried to get Peter Molyneux on, tried to call him, no answer, nothing. We gave him an hour. We tried messaging him, cold shoulder, like nothing back. So we decided to make an episode there anyway, because we're already fuck awake, and we were just so upset at the fact that he stood us up. And you know, we made the episode called Over Promising and Under Delivering, which is a scathing review of Peter Molyneux.
It's true though, in all accounts.
Yes, if you guys want to check that episode out, it is still on mybacklogbattle.tv. Just search for that title, Over Promising and Under Delivering. You will find it. Not part two, because we have a part two of that, which is not related to Peter Molyneux, but the original one. You will find it there, which, man, it's pretty crazy, right, dude?
we were stood up.
Yeah.
And then we got another interview with some random dude from Project Rainfall.
Operation Rainfall, yeah. Which,
yeah,
you know, I don't know if he's still with Operation Rainfall, but if you guys don't remember Operation Rainfall, it's, you know, it's those guys who wanted to port a lot of the Wii RPGs to the West, which include Pandora's Tower, Xenoblade Chronicles, and The Last Story. You know, that trifecta of games. And we got to interview him and stuff like that, and I honestly, dude, I don't think he was really interested in being interviewed on the show, but, you know, like, we accommodated him as much as we could, you know, because I think the cause at the time, I think we were both thinking the cause was important for people to recognize, you know, and so we had them on, you know, so, yeah.
Well, let's talk about where we came from, because I think I look back on Gamer Horizon, that first season, because that's what we've been talking about. I think that's really when we hit our stride.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I say that?
What do you mean you say that?
Well, we did a podcast prior to that, but TPPBG, I'll tell you this, was a clusterfuck, and it wasn't because of you.
Mm-hmm.
It was because we were part of a bigger organization and there were some politics involved, even though you were the main guy.
Yeah.
There are people that didn't like the fact that TPPG was the most popular podcast in that old Games and Me network.
Mm-hmm.
There were people that wanted to take over Games and Me. There were people that, you know, politicked. And the only few people that didn't politic was myself, you, and a lot of people. Just remind us, there's a reason why Shintai's hosting. He was part of Games and Me. Don't forget that. But he was one of the few that Alex could trust,
mm-hmm,
because there was a lot of backstabbing going on.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening was, and Alex got backstabbed big time. We won't go into that. But I will tell you this, folks. There was a lot of politics involved, and it wasn't the head people for once.
It was to me, like, it's obviously it's water under the bridge now, obviously, like, right, looking back at it. But I think what you're saying is really important, because it's not like I plucked Shintai out of a hat, you know, in the millions of like other YouTubers out there, you know, like, we have an established relationship. You knew him. I knew him. Right. And over time, like, he's just kind of like really made, you know, good use of like his improvements and stuff, like, you know, learning a lot about, like, you know, diction and actually writing some really cool scripts for his videos and stuff. And I felt like if there was one person who could actually continue the legacy that you'll be passing on, I would think it would be him, right? You know. Mm-hmm. So
but But going back to what I said, though, real quick, because, you know, we didn't get to make the show that we wanted with TPPG because of a lot of those elements.
Yeah, yeah. But also, and to be fact, fair, but to be fair, though, we didn't really know what we were all about, right? Like, we had a cool name, right? But at the same time, we didn't really know what kind of show we wanted. Like, it was a cool show. Like, remember the time when we started talking about geeky stuff, like comic books and stuff like that? Like, you know, like, it was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I think it's important to recognize that. And then, like, later on in Game Horizon, that's basically where we focused down, you know, and said, like, well, gaming, that's, you know, all we're talking about.
Well, in between that first Game Horizon and that, I did try another variation of TPPG with another co-host, not the one that we ended it with, mm-hmm. but with another one.
Right.
And that didn't work out because you and I actually didn't talk for a year because you were not. We had a falling out, but because you had to rebuild your life because a lot of shit went bad at that point.
Right. Yeah, it was a really bad situation for me during that time because it wasn't just a group dissolving. It was so much more, like, to the point my personal life was basically, and my immediate social group was deteriorated, like completely obliterated, you know, dissolved even.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like dramatic, but I think that's really important,
no,
to put it that way.
That's what happened. And sadly, that's what happened. So, but we used that year, and then we started talking about in 2011. And then towards the end, we started to experiment. And you were a different person because, to be fair, you were a bit of a pushover back in those days. Not now, but back in those days.
I wouldn't call myself a pushover. I think what I was trying to do is I was in my phase where I was trying to please everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like being a devil's advocate for everything and kind of like trying to say, like, well, what if this happened? And which, you know, like, it wasn't me. It wasn't wholly me, you know, because I have my own opinions. And for a time, I've just been kind of holding it back for the sake of the show, because you were the main host of TPPPG, the original show that we made.
Mm-hmm. Which are on that thing, the website.
Yeah, it's on my backlogbattle.tv. It's all, like, all, you want to, I want to say all of the stuff that we've worked on between TPPPG until Backlog Battle Podcast, it is all on my backlogbattle.tv to listen to, right?
Except for the videos we made.
That's true, yeah, except for the videos
But those videos, some of them, of course, are on the new channel, but then some of the videos we made are on my channel, the old ones.
Right.
They date back to like 2011, 2012, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That was a long time ago.
It was.
That's like 5 years ago. Holy shit. What happened to time?
6 years, because if you go back to those first shows of Game Horizon, that's really when we started to realize who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the turning point was in that first episode, which you can listen to. And I've mentioned this over the years, but it's a very key moment in our podcasting. One is our Final Fantasy 13 argument.
Mm-hmm. And let's kind of backtrack here a little bit, mind you. Like, this was like, and to kind of go back to like what you said about podcasting between 2008, right, and 2000, what you said, 12 or right, 2012. Yeah, we didn't know who we were. That's 4 years, right? If you start podcasting now, you have to devote 4 years to figuring out who you are. Maybe less if you're really smart. But that's 4 years where we were just kind of like doing the show because, right? But in 2012, we realized what we wanted to do and how the podcast should be. And that's where the skeleton, if you will, the framework of this podcast came from. And I'll be with Anthony here. Download that first episode of the Game Horizon podcast. You can, again, like, I keep plugging this, but it is really important. Go to mybacklogbattle.tv, search for that. We have that there for you to download. I'm not even shitting you. It is there. You know?
And it was the first time on air that you and I had a heated argument
mm-hmm.
on the And I don't even think we had an heated argument before that. And then I remember we finished it and we looked at each, not looked at each other, but we said to each other, wow,
yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. And granted, you know, like, that doesn't happen often. That's like the light bulb moment you and I had, remember? Like, we're like, we're onto something, right?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where the butting heads came from. And of course, it's happened a lot since then, but that was the key moment.
But I think the most important thing we've always tried to do and still try to do is to be real, to be true to ourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, even though we've, you know, we've played around with ideas and stuff like that, like, I think our personalities are so damn strong that it just mm-hmm. came out anyway in every episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, and they were good shows.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some of the best shows that we've done, like, pale in comparison to, like, some of the people, you know, some of the early ones that we've made. But here's the thing, like, I'm this might be just me being a proud asshole, right? But I would say, I would even argue that TPPPG episode 1 is better than most podcasts that are starting out. Like, first, better than most first episodes of podcast starting out. How about that?
Well, I have an elitist fanboy of the week to do today, so...
Do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's like, holy
shit.
Because
I'm not on social media enough anymore.
That's true. Yeah.
So, and you know what? Because of social media, there's too many of those to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it's a waste of time.
Yeah. I would be... It would really suck if I wasn't able to say this, but I've had a really fun time doing these podcasts with you over the past, like, decade or so. Let's just call it decade, because it's almost at that point. It might as well
there's
be a decade.
Been gaps.
Yeah, there's been gaps, but, you know, I feel
but
like...
that's fine.
But I feel like even though, like, we just talk on the phone, I feel like we were podcasting. Like, and that's kind of like a weird thing to say, but what I mean is, like, even though we would just talk on the phone, I feel like that's no different than when we're on the show just chatting, you know?
Gotcha. Now let's fast forward a little bit. TPPG, no, Game of Horizon ended for similar reasons as to why I left, except on your end, remember?
I think so, yeah.
Because you didn't have time to devote to games, and you were pursuing other things at the time, remember? In the summer of 2012.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why. But we still kept in contact, blah, 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 blah. Then we tried to do season 2, which... That's not one of my favorite things, but...
It was part of our learning process. We were trying to bring in other people, outside people, and it just kind of ruined the chemistry that was on the show, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I had a lot of personal shit going on at that time. Mm-hmm. So we went up another good year or so, but then, you know, we're like, let's do this one more time and see where it takes us.
And let's do it right. Not bring anybody else in. Let's just make it you and I kind of situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why this series has been going on continuously since 2014.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, give or take different names, but, you know, hey, it's the Backlog Battle Podcast, which, by the way, you know, I mean, I appreciate all the greetings that we got from all those people, but damn, we've done a really shit job of making sure people remember what the name of the podcast is, right? Yeah, it's not My Backlog Battle, it's just Backlog Battle, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Backlog Battle, there you go.
Yeah. There's no my. I mean, the reason why there's a my is because somebody's sitting on the goddamn Twitter name for the past, like, 5 years. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
that sucks.
I think one... So, let's talk about good moments on this show, on this series. Because, you know...
Yeah.
Game of Horizon... The problem with Game of Horizon Real Quick Season 1 was that they went too long.
Oh, God.
Those are, like, three, four-hour podcasts.
You know what's funny is that... The episodes we've been recording lately, we can't get the damn episodes less than an hour and 30. We can't. Like, every single episode is above an hour 30 to 2 hours. Like, I'm struggling to keep it below 2 hours, man. It's kind of insane.
Well, you got a new host, new struggles, new training. You know what I mean?
It's not new training, Danielson. Which is kind of funny because that is his real name.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. I just
that was a bad joke.
It was a pretty bad joke.
Okay, so let's talk about... We'll get to bad jokes in a minute because you know where I'm going with this. But we had a lot of good times. And I remember one time in particular when... I remember when I was sick and I made an appearance when I was sick. One of my favorite shows is the show the first time we had Sal Payne on.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of my favorite shows. Mm-hmm. Now we're kind of contradicting to ourselves because we don't bring other people in, but it wasn't other hosts, it was other guests.
Yeah.
And Sal Payne, well, he was one of the best guests we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And that show was awesome. And I was sick in bed dying, literally.
Yeah.
No joke. No, I was literally dying. I didn't know at the time. But,
mm-hmm.
but that show was great, though. And that's one of my favorite shows that we did.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. It was one of the episodes where I think it was another turning point in a very long career as podcasters that we realized that, yeah, we can bring the right guest on and it could be a really fun episode. In fact, that's why we brought him on again, you know, this year.
Yeah. But let's be fair, though. We've also brought in the wrong guest. We won't mention names, but we've also brought in the wrong guests.
I know. So. I know what you're talking about. There are some guests that... you know, there's not a lot of guests, so, I mean, you guys will just have to figure out who they might be. So, you know, I mean, and I'm not just talking about Backlog Battle. I'm talking about the entire history of, you know, us podcasting. Because I think it's important to say that even though this is the 200th episode of the Backlog Battle podcast, it is certainly not the 200th episode that you and I have done together.
You know? Oh, man. We probably passed that a long time ago.
Yeah, I think we're like around 260, 270, 280 or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
What was I going to say, though? No, but you know what? There's one guest I will proudly talk shit about, and that's from TPPG days.
Hmm.
Yes, it won't cause controversy because he's no longer around, but that was that idiot swag show.
Hmm.
It was the very first E3 show that I ever did with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a complete dick to both of us, remember?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And
I shouldn't say that. I don't actually remember.
Yeah, well, it's probably in the archives. You could hear it. Unless you edited him being a dick, Cal. I don't know.
No idea. I really have no idea. I mean, this would require me to use time that I'm spending right now on the YouTube channel and the podcast. So I don't think...
it's not that relevant, but yeah, he was a dick.
Yeah.
And he's no longer around, so fuck him.
Mm-hmm. Is he not really? Like, is channel's completely gone and all that shit?
It's there, but his last video was like 2009.
Whoa, okay.
And remember, he was one of those dudes that made a career out of a YouTube channel with only like 500 subs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey, you know what? I'm below 100, so I'm not one to judge.
Well, yeah, but you have other means of making money. This guy literally, it's different, trust me.
Okay.
It's different than what you're doing.
It's not a pyramid scheme or something.
It was a pyramid scheme on his end, yes.
Oh, okay. Shit. You see, like, this is the kind of thing, like, you know, I think, like, just my attitude towards, like, you know, some of our collaborators and stuff is, like, I think they're really great guys, you know, in general, and some of them mean well. But for the most part and stuff, it's, like, I feel like it's your job to be relevant, right? Like, if you really want this to be your thing, like, it's your job for people to kind of remember you and increase your relevance throughout, you know, the entirety of your YouTube career or podcasting career. And even though, like, we, you know, and that's kind of interesting to say because you and I never really worried about that, you know, like, because you and I focused on the fun aspect of podcasting and actually, like, you know, and having conversations that were sometimes ridiculous. You know, but sometimes, you know, like, I wish I could just pull, like, a conversation that we had a long time ago and just kind of remember it. But we've had so many, like, so many fucking funny episodes. Like, I remember, like, the one thing that I
remember. Oh, go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. I can't even remember anything right now. Everything is kind of flowing into my brain at the same time.
Remember that period of April and May 2012, other than the Peter Molyneux incident, where we talked nothing about but cave games?
Yes.
That you can't even play anymore because they have to be updated to iOS 11 and they won't update them to iOS 11.
You know what's funny? You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I actually tried to download Death Smiles on my you know, fairly new iPhone, and it's like I couldn't download it anymore. I was so sad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I have mine like on my iPad and such.
Yeah.
And I, after the iOS 11 update a couple months back, I went to go play them. It has to be updated to iOS 11.
Yeah, it's so bad. I wish there was a way that I could go back to 10, but unfortunately that file's been pulled off the air. So, which lame. Yeah.
But anyway, we talked a lot about cave games.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the conversation that we had when I beat Bug Princess.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my favorite conversations, was how they had a Final Fantasy X-esque, very emotional ending, but there was no story before it, remember?
Right, yeah.
And we were just mocking the shit out of it. It's like, how am I supposed to care for this emotional ending when there was no story before it?
Yeah, it's like, you guys spent so much money to make this ending, and you're just springing at us, you know, like at the very end. It's like, great. Because they, you know what it is, Anthony? Because if you were playing this in the arcade, they probably thought that since you probably spent close to like about 1,000, you know, not yen, but dollars, you know, on quarters or what have you, or yen, whatever, like that maybe it's like, I don't know, funding the ending or something. I don't know. Like it's just weird in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't understand it, but
yeah.
I can tell you Bug Princess is a fun game, but it's not a game I play for story.
cave games are fun, but it's, you know, unfortunately you can't get them anymore. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if like cave games are available on Steam.
Yeah, we could check someday.
Someday. Beyond this episode. Okay, well, I don't know. Like, what is
there was the cave games?
So I gotta ask you then, what do you think is the funniest moment of our podcasting career?
When I told you to go, told you fuck you because you made that horrible joke last year.
Really? That was the only one? It was the only.
Oh no, there's tons of.
Okay.
No, there's tons of them, but that's one that I remember. I went and listened to that. And even Tom, our guest on the show, told you to get the fuck off, and you didn't even hear him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you probably did after editing, but when we did it, he was pretty harsh on you, too.
Yeah.
that we and I still gave you shit about it, even until a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
You and Apzu. That's a bad joke, Alex. Just concede.
Hey, you know.
Don't.
What? What did you say?
Don't tell me. I was gonna say, don't tell me you tell Oscar or Daniel or whatever the fuck his name is that joke.
Yeah, it's I sometimes, you know what, I just do it because like it pisses the hell out of you. So I mean,
I figured as much.
It's like an easy trigger.
It's a bad joke though.
It's pretty damn good in my opinion. If it peeves you that much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
It's a good annoying joke, but it's a bad joke overall.
But what else? Okay, aside from that.
Oh, let's see. You know, funniest moments, I'm trying to think. There's so many of them, and I blur them because what a lot of people don't realize is there's actually more than those 200 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had good moments on the phone.
Hours. It's like close to five. If you want to talk hours, it's probably close to 500. You know.
Well, I'm talking about phone calls and such.
Okay.
Let's see, on the show.
It's difficult. Yeah, like you said, like I think this is a difficult question to even answer because like everything, every time we interact with each other, it just bleeds together. You know, like the phone calls bleed in together. Sometimes we think the phone calls are actually podcasts, and it's like, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it just shows you how passionate we were about the show. You know, like
yeah.
We always thought about the show, and the thing is, like, there are, I think the most important thing is there are even episodes that we recorded that we just kind of decided to scrap and redo because, you know,
Yeah,
because we felt like they weren't up to the quality that, you know, that we thought the podcast should be, you know.
There's episodes where, like, I didn't like your performance, Anthony, or I didn't like my performance. You were fine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's scrap it. Or you didn't like both of our performances. Right.
Yeah. So, and not a performance, and by performance, we don't mean like we were acting, right? Like, it's just, you know, there wasn't a magic there. And it's a weird thing to say, but like, there's, you know, it was something that, you know, we were both kind of like really aware of, and we wanted the podcast to always be entertaining, always moving forward, right? Like, and I think, you know, like, it's gonna be interesting moving forward, you know, to try to figure out, like, you know, if Daniel and I are going to have that sort of not charisma, what am I thinking,
chemistry.
thank you.
Yep. Yes,
you know,
but I'll tell you, okay, before you go on, I have a couple moments, the times that you went on angry rants, not towards me but about video games.
Okay.
And I know two times.
Mm-hmm.
One back in Gamer Horizon around March, I remember, of 2012, there was a Silent Hill game that had come out at that time.
Mm.
And it was Hard Rain or Heavy Rain or something.
Downpour.
You know what I'm talking about? Downpour. Had to do with the goddamn rain. And you, that game angered you so much that you just ranted and cussed about it.
Wow.
You out-cussed me that episode because that game upset you.
Yeah.
And you're like, where's that Akira guy? They need to bring him back, the composer from...
Mm-hmm.
And you were just angry, 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 dude.
I remember that the one thing that I liked about Downpour was the fact that Daniel Licht, who is the composer for the Dexter series, actually did some music on it. That being said, the actual direction of the game, like where the game actually... You know, the game where it should matter, right? Didn't matter at all because the gameplay was kind of jank. But you know what's funny about that, actually, is recently I caught myself looking at that thinking, like, well, it's cheap. Maybe I should pick it up.
What's wrong with you?
I know.
You're not going to like it. I know that. I can tell you that already.
Yeah. I think I should just listen to that episode. I think it's on mybacklogbattle.tv. Ha! Another plug. Is this going to be like a running joke for today? Like, how many times we can plug the website?
Go for it. Dude.
Don't know.
But I will tell you this. Another time that you got angry was recently, and it was over the course of several months. From November to about November 2016 to about April of this year. Hmm. And that was your experiences from the first Andromeda trailer to the game's release.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And of course, I joined you in those rants because I couldn't even play much of that game because it sucks. But
did you see that it actually dropped down to about like $10, like over like Black Friday weekend?
Is that only even maybe $5?
Yeah.
And you know what sucks? I got it digitally as a gift.
Yeah.
And you got it physically and sold it.
Yeah. You know, it's the kind of funny part is that I actually did take the chance to get it at a low, low price again.
Because you, I mean, bought it again?
Yeah. Well, I didn't. Because the thing is, like, I didn't hate it, right? Like, I don't think hate is such a strong word, right? I didn't like it, but there were some redeeming qualities to it. It's just not up to par with the Mass Effect trilogy. You know, here's the problem that I had, especially with the trailers. It's the notion that the game is so much more than what it is, which is an action, you know, RPG or what have you. Like, it's supposed to, like, reinvent the wheel, and of course it doesn't, right? And we all see the bugs and all that shit. And honestly, like, I'll probably make a try play for it next year, just for shits and giggles, right? But the fact of the matter is, EA and its, you know, I don't know, like, its all knowingness is just continuously like fucked up, like in 2017. I mean, you've heard about the issues with Star Wars Battlefront 2, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people that buy it because of those 100 hours to get Darth Vader or something, and unless you buy him, shit, like that.
To unlock everything, you have to spend 6,000 hours in the game.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever played any game 6,000 hours.
I don't even think I've played a game for 1,000. Well, actually, I can't say that because probably
Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah. So let me just do the math here. 6,000 divided by 24. That is almost a year of just continuously playing the game in order to unlock everything in the game. That's insane. That's pretty crazy. Anyways. So,
but there'll be someone who'll do it, but in the meantime, they'll lose their wife, their child, their house, and their car, and their job. So there you go.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, I mean, there is some truth to your words. I will not deny that there is. Okay, so one of the things that I really love about, you know, our conversations is also like what from time to time when we talk about geeky stuff like comic books and, you know, more recently, like I think we started bringing back wrestling into the conversation, you know, and you'd be happy to know, you know, that we've kind of, you know, carried some of that over. Like, it's kind of funny because like a little shtick that we've been doing on the show right now is we've been reading audiobooks.
So
we always start the episode with an audiobook that we've been reading. Well, not all the time, obviously, but like it's, you know, because I've been reading a lot through audiobooks because I think, you know, it's to me, like when we do our podcasts, I don't look at other podcasts for inspiration, right? Like I look at other things, like all things, for inspiration for what we can do on our show, you know, whether it be audiobooks, movies, TV shows, you know, because I thought it would just be fun, you know, variety is the spice of life. And you're a guy who obviously knows all about that, especially with some of the trips you've made to California over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My life hasn't been bad. Like, you know, it's just I haven't had the time for video games.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I don't do a video game channel. Mm-hmm. And with the way I've been going through Yakuza, I rather pace myself through games than rushing through games just to talk about on a podcast. So,
Yeah. But, you know, I think what's kind of really cool about this whole thing is that even though I've lost you as a co-host, you're still...
You lost?
I mean, what do you mean? Like,
you haven't lost. Well, you lost. You haven't lost me because we're still collaborating on something.
Well, I lost you as a co-host. That's what I said on the podcast. You know, but you know, I was gonna try to get into an emotional state here, but you ruined it. Thank you.
I do that well.
Yes, you do that well. But you know, you're still one of my closest friends, and. You know, and despite not having met each other in person, by the way, in case people are wondering, Anthony and I have never met in person over the past 10 years that we've actually talked online. I think that's a very important point to make, right? You know, and I think that, you know, when that time comes, it's going to be a big deal, whenever that's going to be, right? That being said, it has been a crazy ride. Over the past 10 years that this is like where the buck stops for, you know, like our partnership on podcasting and stuff. But as you've said many, many times, including many, many times, it's not the end of our collaboration. And I don't think I'm ready to do that quite yet because I'm not ready to say goodbye as of yet to you on the show. So I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I think we could talk about a little bit more stuff.
Oh, we're not at the end of the show to make the announcement.
No.
Is what you're saying?
No.
Okay. We're still making the announcement, though.
Oh, yeah. I think
so. Okay. I thought you just decided that you weren't ready to make the announcement, but okay.
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. That's not a... No. Let's see. Like, it's crazy to think...
Well, okay.
You were going
to talk about the part of the real reason why I cut social media off, because that's not my real voice anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's my writing. And why don't you tell them a little bit about it better? Because if I tell them, it'll be like, he's just being an egotist.
It's, well, I don't know. I think I've mentioned enough that you know, that your work has been really spectacular. The writing that Anthony makes, like the one manuscript that he sent me and stuff, that was really freaking impressive. He'd been working on it for the past several months. We've talked about this before, but like I was telling him like, dude, you're onto something here, you know, like what you're making and stuff. And it's also, you know, like, and to be just quite open, Anthony and I were actually toying with the idea of somehow bringing him back onto podcasting, but not in a gaming sense, but also like more like a literature sense, right? And, you know, really, like when I talked to him again later on, I kind of decided personally that I don't have time for it. And Anthony doesn't have time for it. Like, I think it's just a conflict of interest in a way, right?
I mean, for both of us at this time.
Yeah.
It's still a good idea and it may happen, but not right now.
Right. Especially when we're both busy and we have our own projects, right? And, you know, we've tried desperately to try to figure out how we can incorporate things that we already know, like our, you know, our strengths into something new. But even then, when we were planning this like podcast that's not happening, like we were very clear about like what we can't do, right? Like we can't cuss as much at the storm because it doesn't make sense for the kind of projects that we were doing for that particular podcast. And literature right. is a different beast, right? Like it's not an entertaining in the traditional sense, you know?
No.
Yeah. But
you have to have some education. Like, I'm not saying anyone who reads has to have an education, but if you go as deep as I do, you have to be educated in it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And part of the problem was, well, Alex is a smart guy. That's just not his field. And
yeah.
And in order to, like, we can talk on the same level about video games, but you know, it's like, if I try to talk to Alex about programming,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'll just be honest.
Right.
And in some, and while Alex listens to books, he's not as far deep into the literary world. Yeah. Like I was telling him, you have to learn how to learn the lit crit theory and all that. And it's quite frankly, that's a whole other beast.
Yeah, my level of comprehension for the things that Anthony has learned in school, way different, way different. Not even in the same fucking level. So,
yeah,
but.
Yeah. I mean, so,
yeah.
Like, for example, if you read Moby Dick, it would just be about the whale.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not saying you're stupid. You're a very smart guy, and like you said, you could out-program the fuck out of me any day of the week. So.
Yeah, I wish. Like, I don't think I'm really good at programming these days anymore. But, yeah. So, I mean, you have a very promising career ahead of you beyond the podcast, and you know, I'm looking forward to reading more of your work in the future. And, you know, I'm pretty damn sure like our listeners will hear from you sometime soon. Right. Like right now, let me be honest, like I'm struggling trying to figure out things for us to talk about to make this, you know, to make this episode be a usual episode of the Backlog Battle podcast where we talk about video games and whatnot. But the fact of the reality is, like, we are at ground zero of practically like why, you know, you're not going to be here anymore. You know, like I don't take this as like an insult or anything, but like lack of knowledge for like what's going on recently. You played one game. Yeah. You played one game for the past like 2 or 3 months. It's like, you know, it's, like, how can you make a video game show podcast out of that, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And again, I don't want this to sound like it's condescension or anything, because that's completely opposite of, you know, what I'm intending to say here. But this is something that you and I have considered deeply together, mm-hmm. you know? And I all I got to say is, like, thank you for, you know, being the best co-host this guy could ever have, man. I mean, it's been
an
honor, you know?
And this is it. This is the last one, huh?
This is the last one. Unless for some fucking reason you go back on your word again and be like, hey, let's do this one. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, because we did hint at the fact that this isn't the last time we're collaborating, right?
Should we tell him now?
I think so. I think it's a pretty damn good time to talk about this thing.
Okay, so we're doing another podcast.
That's hilarious, because we just said like we didn't we're gonna do a podcast. That's funny.
Okay, so go ahead and tell him.
You want me to tell him? So in the back of my head, over the past several weeks, I've been thinking about making, of all things, a video game. Now, this might shock people. This might not. If you've followed me on Twitter, on twitter.com/mybacklogbattle, this is no fucking surprise to you at all. Because I tweeted everybody that I knew about this, and I got some likes and all that shit, right? Now, that being said, you guys probably are listening to this. You have an idea of where I'm getting with this, right? Because if I'm going to make a game, it's got to have a really good story, well-developed plot, and realistic characters. Let me think. Anthony, who do I know who's actually a really good writer, very good at articulating things in literature, and knows what the fuck, like, how to make stories? I wonder.
Me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that was going to come out, but yes. Anthony. So...
Yep. Me.
So we've decided that we're going to work on like a very, hopefully a very short game that we're going to be releasing for free on our Backlog Battle itch.io account. Yes, we actually have an itch.io account on itch.io. That sounded weird. And we're going to be making some, you know, some quick games, hopefully. Like we're working on one right now. Yes, it's
a visual novel.
Yeah, we're going to work on a visual novel. It's so crude. It might be the worst game you've ever played, but I will mostly likely announce it on this show, you know, when it's actually out. Like, it's very early. Anthony and I are just trying to figure out the details of the storytelling and whatnot, but we're happy to announce it, and hopefully it doesn't turn into vaporware.
And we can tell you, too, it's not going to be an anime harem game, too.
Like no. No. It's not a harem game, no. Not at all.
No.
Yeah.
It's not like most visual novels.
Yeah. This might be overplaying our hand a little bit because not a lot of video games get finished, but I have a feeling like we can finish this, especially with the kinds of rules that we've set on each other and stuff like that. So... You know, but yeah, it's really exciting. Really exciting.
So I'm sure I'll be back on the show as a guest spot.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. No.
No. I'm pretty sure you will. But like, I'm probably not, you know, but I don't want to set an expectation for people that, no. Oh, you're going to guest every week, right? Like, no.
Fuck no. No, I can't. There's a reason why I'm leaving. What would be guesting every week? That would be counterproductive of me being my last show, and then I'm guesting every show after.
Some people can be crazy like that. You'll be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was our big announcement. Again, like I'll update you guys on Twitter, Facebook, and of course the Backlog Battle podcast, you know, maybe even like make a silly trailer of it. I don't know. It's so early, but we have an idea of what the story is going to be. And I think it's going to be pretty fun to make. Now, remember, I'm saying it's going to be fun to make, not fun to play, because we're not sure if it's going to be good. And again, it's going to be free. F-R-E-E, free. Like, we're not going to charge for this. Because we just want to get, you know, we just want to get it out and, you know, make it, you know.
And I think I have the easy part. You got the hard part because you got to do programming and all that.
Yeah.
And art design.
Mm-hmm. Everything. Ugh. But, you know, like, I'm not going to say that I'm going to half-ass it. I will do my best to make the best, you know, artwork and whatnot possible. So, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to tell him the story. So it's about a boy who goes to an all-girls school and he's stuck in a harem of seven girls. Oh, and they all look like anime characters too.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
That's original. Huh?
It's like Katawa Shoujo.
They're all a handicap too, Alex.
Jesus Christ, man. So yeah,
you know, one's going to miss me on the show.
Yeah. So, I mean, there really isn't much that we can say more on this episode other than the fact that, you know, like we're obviously kind of getting towards the end. And I do want to say, like, you know, from the bottom of my heart, Anthony, it's been a wonderful pleasure being, you know, your co-host. Because, you know, like, we talk about, like, oh, we're each other's co-hosts. But for me, you've been the greatest one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, this is not the end. There is a video game coming out in a year.
I like that you're like, two a year. Sometime in the future, maybe it's going to be even vaporware. I don't know. Maybe it's going to turn into like some weird video game. I don't know.
Duke Nukem Forever status.
I mean, I have a shmup game that I can probably throw on itch.io just temporarily. I did
mention. You should.
Think about it. It's pretty shitty, but it's like a weird project. But anyways, so all right. Well, Anthony, do you have any, you know, last words before you go?
Well, I want to thank all of you who stayed with the show since even TPPBG or even the beginning of this current incarnation. I want to give you a thank you. For the people that hate me, oh well, deal with it. I have to be controversial, Alex. But no, it's been a great, you're probably the only person I could podcast with. Well, one of maybe like three people.
Thanks. You make me feel special.
but of the three, you're the top.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll see what happens with you and Shintai in the next year. And like I said, but I can't come back for a long time, at least if I ever do come back.
Right.
We'll cross that bridge once we do. But right now, I'm doing a lot of big stuff outside of this podcast.
I know. You're a big guy now. I know. Millionaire. Just kidding. Yeah.
Well, maybe so, but.
So this is something that not a lot of people have heard for a long time, but I'm going to request it out of you. Can you take us out old school way, old school style?
All right, and this is for my channel too, so. And with that, guys, Magus out.